today, we're talking about $95 billion in foreign aid passed by the House, updates on conflicts in the Middle East, the jury for former President Trump's trial being selected, and other top news for Monday, April 22nd. Stay informed while remaining focused on Christ with the Pour Over today. Here's the verse of the week. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. Let's get started with some espresso shots. The House worked overtime this weekend, passing a bundle of foreign aid bills worth $95 billion. Here's what was included. First, $60.8 billion to Ukraine. Second, $26 billion to Israel. Third, $8.12 billion to Taiwan. And fourth, sell or be banned order to TikTok within 12 months. The aid to Ukraine passed 311 to 112, but it may cost Speaker Mike Johnson his gavel. Some Republicans are upset Johnson worked with Democrats to pass foreign aid instead of focusing on funding for the border. It's not clear if those critics will force a vote to remove Johnson or how the vote would play out. Johnson acknowledged his days may be numbered, but said, "I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys." Next, the bills head to the Senate to be voted on as early as this week. Here's a verse to consider when you're weary from working overtime. Whatever you do, do it from the heart, as something done for the Lord and not for people, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord. You serve the Lord Christ. Colossians 3:23 and 24. The dust may be settling for Israel and Iran, but it's still cloudy in Gaza and the West Bank. Israel struck back against Iran early Friday, almost a week after the Islamic Republic sent a barrage of drones and missiles at the Jewish state, which were largely blocked. Israel's strike damaged an airbase in Isfahan, a central province housing military and nuclear facilities. The strike's narrow scope seemed aimed at demonstrating Israel's ability to bypass Iranian defenses without provoking further retaliation. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Palestinian officials report that Israeli strikes on Rafah Saturday killed 18 people, mostly children. Medics delivered a living baby girl from her pregnant mother, who was killed in the strike. And in a West Bank refugee camp Sunday, an Israeli raid killed 14. Israel says 10 were terrorists. It's easy to feel helpless when there is such intense suffering happening so far away. But the Bible promises that prayer is powerful and effective, that it causes things to happen that would not happen otherwise. Pray for comfort for those grieving. Pray for wisdom for leaders. Pray for peace. Numbers 6:24 through 26 says, "May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace." Opening statements in former President Trump's New York hush money trial begin today. 12 jurors and 6 alternates were seated last week, including a teacher, a speech therapist, an investment banker, and multiple lawyers. The trial is expected to last 6 weeks, and the jury must reach a unanimous decision to convict or acquit. Last week, Trump's team filed a last-minute appeal to move the trial from Manhattan, saying an impartial jury couldn't be found for his trial in New York City. The appeals court quickly denied the request. On Friday, in the designated protest area outside the courthouse, a 37-year-old man with a history of mental illness threw anti-government pamphlets and lit himself on fire. He was taken to the hospital and died hours later. Followers of Christ are not identified by their views on former President Trump or his trial, but by their love for others. And yes, that means loving people who disagree with you on former President Trump and his trial. Jesus says in John 13:35, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Sometimes it feels like money doesn't stretch very far these days. But when you sponsor a child through Compassion International, just $43 per month is crazy powerful. Sponsorship means education, clean water, healthy food, medical care, and most importantly, hope. Through local churches in the area, sponsored children build relationships with Jesus-loving adults who can offer the specific support kids need to thrive. Not sure where to start? Go to compassion.com/TPO or find the link in the show notes and search by birthday to see if there's a child with your birthday that needs a sponsor. In other brews, here's a rapid round of updates. At midnight on Friday, heavily caffeinated Swifties began streaming her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. 2 hours later, Taylor Swift dropped another 15 tracks. Spotify says the 31-track beast is the first album to have over 300 million streams in a single day, and crowned the album song Fortnite, featuring Post Malone, the most streamed song in a single day. Miley warned us, it's the climb. Mortgage rates are back on the rise after March's discouraging inflation data, which has banks worried the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates higher for longer. The average 30-year mortgage surged to 7.1% last week, crossing 7% for the first time in nearly 5 months. The Education Department finalized controversial tweaks to Title IX on Friday. The new rules prohibit discrimination based on gender identity and remove Trump-era sexual assault due process rules, drawing praise from protecting victims and criticism from eroding the rights of the accused. Notably, the new policy does not forbid schools from banning transgender athletes as originally proposed. Half as rewarding, twice as valuable? Many crypto enthusiasts anticipate gains after Bitcoin's fourth halving event last Friday. Miners now earn a 3.125 Bitcoin reward instead of 6.25. Although this change may seem negative, it's intended to increase the price/demand for Bitcoin by lowering the supply. Bitcoin is currently worth $65,000, down from $73,800 in mid-March. Swoosh. Caitlin Clark has reportedly drained an 8-year deal with Nike worth up to $28 million. The women's basketball phenom received a full court press from Puma, Under Armour, and Adidas, but ultimately signed with Nike, who offered a longer deal duration and a signature shoe. Clark makes her professional debut in Nike's with the Indiana Fever on May 14th. And that's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you're listening on the Apple Podcasts app, give us a 5-star rating and drop a review. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a follow and hit the notification bell to never miss a new episode. We appreciate your support and hope you have a great day. We'll see you on Wednesday.